All right, so welcome to tonight's webinar, everyone. It's a Citizens Climate University on creative and engaging tabling ideas. And every week, Citizens Climate University is a program that CCL offers supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. Tonight, I'm going to have a fun time presenting. Essentially, we're going to go through a whole tour of the country. We had at least 20 different states represented with ideas here that I'm going to try to cruise through in about 30 minutes. And I'm really excited to uplift all of the best practices that everyone had the chance to share and then continue to gather more information in preparation for Earth Day after tonight's webinar. And I'll show you how to do that. A little bit about me. I'm CCL's Volunteer Education and Engagement Coordinator. I've been volunteering with the organization since 2011. Originally up in northern Minnesota, and now here in Dallas, Texas. And I'm very excited for the chance to really kind of help boost our engagement on this topic. The actual agenda for tonight should be pretty straightforward. We're going to have a chance to do a quick review of some former lessons that we have on tabling, and I'll show you kind of where to find those, as well as, since we're only going to brush by them tonight, kind of what they cover. We're going to then talk about how to draw them in. And I'm guessing this is pretty intuitive, but there's some fun ideas about how to really accomplish that out there within our CCL sphere. We'll have a broader discussion about effective materials, props, and games that people use. We'll have a chance to coach through some advanced formation drills, and then some final considerations before opening it up for Q&A. So a real quick comment on tonight's lesson before we get going. As I mentioned, we aren't going to review the basics of tabling. We have a wonderful webinar on the logistics of that. You can see that on the right-hand side of the screen. It's also part of our core volunteer training sequence. And that webinar walks you through what to consider when preparing, the basic materials to bring along, where to find those resources on community. All of that's available right there, and I'm actually going to put it even in the chat window for everyone to be able to find. That way you don't have to look too hard. And then the other thing we're not going to be covering, but I really recommend that's equally critical, is going to be the importance of getting prepared for some communication activities, right? Because the art of tabling is really having a conversation and practicing deep listening skills and knowing really how to engage people. So we'll go over a couple of those best practices that people have submitted in the next couple of slides. But if you're looking on a more specific webinar to talk about how do we practice generous listening, how do you listen for values, you know, making sure to ask questions about permission before proceeding, any even review of the laser talks, all of that's available on that page as well. And there's a second tabling lesson that really focuses on communications and emphasizes the importance of practice. So at this point, let's jump right in. What we're going to be doing tonight is essentially a chance to explore a really fun activity that provides one of the most meaningful results, especially in the month of April with Earth Day, which became Earth Week, which is now officially Earth Month in most states. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to get out there. And like I said, we've had ideas submitted from West Virginia to California, Maryland, Colorado, South Dakota, so many more. So let's get into the nitty-gritty here. So the first thing that I think is really important just to have a quick review is we've all been to social events where people are doing this compared to doing this. And the number one rule that we really recommend you train all of your fellow tablers in the art of tabling in is just simply being yourself and being your friendly self. We really want to make sure that we stand in front of the table. We don't get caught behind that table with our cell phone the whole time. We engage people, we're conversational, we connect on values, and we really emphasize having a positive experience with whoever we're interacting with. One of the favorite mantras of CCLers is to be interested in your guests rather than interesting yourself, and really just kind of continue to emphasize that you're here to connect human to human, community member to community member, and share the good news from there. Speaking of that, there's been a couple of wonderful phrases and ways kind of to hook people that CCLers have shared in preparation for tonight's webinar. One of my favorites here is this third bullet. Can I tell you about the good news of climate change? Or can I tell you about the good news about climate change? That's a really wonderful hook that I know has worked for several different chapters as a way of really having a hard time to say no to that, and then jumping right in and sharing more about CCL as well as carbon fee and dividend. Another concept that is kind of used in this case is reverse tabling. So you're there not only to share about CCL, but also to find out about who's showing up to the tabling. You can kind of do a jujitsu move and ask them immediately what brought you there, or what you brought them here. You know, anything from, you know, that's a nice kind of hat you have, I like your t-shirt, sure is a pretty day, what kind of dog it is, what kind of dog you bring, you name it. There's been plenty of examples that people have shared as kind of a conversational hook, and really just catching people's eyes with a smile, and then from there really focusing on the solutions that we have to offer this really pernicious challenge that we face. And really also making sure that you can check in and ask them throughout the time that you're engaging with them to be proactive and clarifying where they're actually interested in learning more. Don't just assume that you have kind of their attention for over, a 3-minute period even. You want to kind of check in every 20 to 30 seconds and say, you know, what else would you like to learn? Or kind of stop and make sure that they're engaged in where you want to go with the conversation and ask them to lead it, really. So on that, feel free to keep on sharing some examples in the chat box that have worked well for you, because there's plenty of them out there. But let's jump in from there to talking about drawing them in. So one of the most effective approaches that I know to really have a successful tabling experience is making sure that your table is kid-friendly. Because we all know if you can draw in the children, you draw in the parents. And if they're engaged in a game or some of these other examples we're about to share for X period of time, you have all of that time to interact with and really have a chance to get to know those parents as well. So here's a couple of examples that have really worked well for our CCL The Woodlands chapter in Texas. They have a personalized Jenga game, a large yard game you can see that they've actually kind of personalized by taping CCL logos and solutions to each of the blocks. And then they also, you can see, have this wonderful kid-size Connect 4 with CCL icons that draws the kids in as well. So yard games are a perfect example to really kind of have a captivating, hands-on, tactile experience for young kids or even adults, as you can see, to really kind of jump in and have some fun while they're walking through the farmer's market or wherever you might be set up. Another great example from the CCL Woodlands is to bring a big cowbell or bell to ring. You can obviously, I didn't put a picture of that because you can decide to use that at your own discretion. I don't know if you want to stand next to that for 3 to 4 hours, but if you're looking for a way to really engage kids, apparently that really works well to bring them in for the attention of being able to make a loud noise. I think one of the most tried and true examples that CCLers have used throughout the years is the combination of free food for letter exchange. So this example is showing, I think, perhaps the most effective and popular option within that, which is homemade free cookies. But you can also do this with more health-conscious food, from fruit to, you know, those wonderful M&Ms or other kind of staple hand-sized ingredients with a bowl and spoon. And really what it allows you to do is offer the chance for your volunteers that are asking for letters from people that are passing by not to feel guilty. If they're giving something away in return, it's really a wonderful and empowering experience for both parties in this transaction, right? They get to be empowered and write to their member of Congress and express their important political views on this topic. And you in turn get to reward them with the chance to really talk about CCL for a little while, and then also have the chance to give them some free food. So I would love to emphasize that as one of the best practices that we have out there. And you don't have to make, you know, 40 dozen cookies in your own oven. You can clearly buy some or collaborate across the whole chapter and have a couple of people bring several dozen each. But that's a wonderful example that, at least here down in Texas, has led at times to 700 letters within one event. And we didn't give one-to-one away, but you can see it's pretty effective. Another fun example that I'd love to highlight is an actual hands-on science experiment. You can see here, the photo on the left is one of our volunteers We have George Newman with another passerby that's looking essentially at a greenhouse gas effect experiment. And on the right is a zoomed in shot with some temperature thermometers, as well as a little printout that we have in the notes after tonight's lesson that you can see if you're interested in setting this up yourself. Fun thing about the way they've set this up even is that there is requires electricity to heat that light bulb. And you can see it's actually plugged in behind to an electric car here. So it's kind of a twofer for actual publicity for no emissions, as well as generating this science experiment. And you can see essentially it's a simple setup. You've got two different closed containers, one of which has carbonated water in it and one of which has plain water in it. And as the containers heat up, it's a quick, simple way of demonstrating that the one that has the CO2 within it heats up much more rapidly. So wonderful science experiments like that are a wonderful hands-on example to draw, especially young minds in, but any of age has been found to be successful with that. And I'd love to hear other examples within that as well. Another kind of classic hands-on activity that folks have used throughout the country, this one goes above and beyond. You can see this is actually CCL Northfield, Minnesota's kind of sketchbook. They've created a coloring book for Climate Hero kids. And just having markers or crayons or colored pencils with some form-filling coloring pages is a wonderful way to really have a chance to target young minds while you talk to parents. The image on the right is actually a project out of Benson, Maryland, which is called Parachutes for the Planet. And there's a link to that as well in the slides after tonight. I'll show you how to get there. And essentially, they are trying to get everyone to use homemade parachutes. You don't have to, you know, purchase a parachute. You can just use an old bed sheet and recycle that. But what a wonderful way to have kind of an art project along the side of your table if you've got the space, or even if you want to designate part of it on your table for people to kind of collaborate in a larger pop-up mural even for your group. And then at the end, you can actually donate it to Parachutes for Planet, and they're going to do a big march for climate change related to climate art and really kind of have it on the mall, similar to the AIDS blanket movement from the 1980s, this way with actual kind of climate change advocacy. So I thought that was a really wonderful idea as well. A couple of more ideas just to engage the kids, and then we'll move on. So this is another wonderful example from CCL Northfield, Minnesota, by Bob and Susanna Ciernia. And they've set up a whole kids climate carnival. You can see they've got kind of an entry screen there and then a lot of tactile hands-on activities for kids to really jump in and feel a part of the solution. So they've got a sorting activity where they've got different colored blocks that kids are encouraged to figure out if they're part of the challenges that we face or part of the climate solutions. So you can see the climate solutions box there. They have a recycling hands-on activity with different boxes and different printouts that kids can put and sort in the right activities. There's a whole folder full of different ideas, and a wonderful idea if you're interested is just kind of sampling any of these. They've got energy stations, and then activities for the grown-up to also be involved in while the kid is busy learning. And the last fun example on the side of kids, a classic example is a photo of, you know, CCLers having fun with bubbles at their table. But I love this one. Sandy Whitley the state coordinator in Arizona inherited it from the former state coordinator in Arizona, Suzanne Tvedt, who essentially has a fun photo booth set up for kids to become climate heroes. Another way to draw the parents in and then to really use these images, not only obviously for fun publicity that, you know, brings voice to the next generation who will face disproportionately these impacts, but also a wonderful way, you know, if you get their permission to really kind of have them highlight on their own social media feed or on yours as well. And essentially, let's pivot now to just some more kind of broader category of materials, props, and games that chapters have been using. So, you know, not just engaging young minds, but overall attendees is a wonderful idea. And one of the big things that I also wanted to highlight tonight is an idea for how can we use the new tool that CCL has created, the Carbon Fee and Dividend Calculator, most effectively in our tabling activities this year for Earth Day, since it's so new? Now, one example that has been used throughout kind of Colorado's past, and again, kind of can connect to the Carbon Fee and Dividend Calculator, is just a simple kind of sign-up sheet to indicate people that have tried it out and also can put the amount of dividends that they expect to give back with that sign-in. So this is a prior photo that they use. They haven't done it yet, obviously, with the new tool, but they had a great suggestion of being able to kind of share that way with people signing and kind of sharing the good news, kind of personalized with the story that way. Another wonderful example that I know that Texas chapters are going to be instituting, this is yet to happen again as well, but they're really excited about having kind of a thermometer stand where everyone, almost like a strongman competition, can take their chance to try out to see if they can win the most dividends back and have a chance to kind of put their names alongside to see really where they're at. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of other ideas that can come out with that. One thing with the Carbon Fee and Dividend Calculator that I think is really important to mention, right now in the development phase, there is no way to use it unless you have Wi-Fi. So if you want to make sure to include that in your tabling element, there's plenty of wonderful videos and other kind of online activities that people use already. So I'm guessing that a lot of tabling opportunities come with that Wi-Fi, or if you have a hotspot that you can connect from your phone's service, that's wonderful. But otherwise, we want to make sure that people know that it can't be downloaded yet. The development team is working on it, and it is a goal to get that implemented as quickly as possible, but it isn't available as of this webinar. So that's really a top-level idea. If you have more suggestions, I'm going to show you at the very end how you can find out to kind of continue to share those, especially on using the Carbon Fee and Dividend Calculator. Kristen Walzer in Montana loves this idea, and I have actually used this as well, of having kind of a mini book display and having a stack of books that are at your table that are kind of related to climate change or climate science or cli-fis, they like to say, climate fiction, even a new genre, but really to draw people in and to see other book titles that might also engage them and to have conversations about as well. That's a great way of kind of setting up and prompting the conversation beyond our traditional handouts. Another great example that I've highlighted here of Carla Duder and Alan Anderson in Rapid City, South Dakota highlights, they actually recycled these booths, or these two stand-up holders actually, that they found from an old home and sports show. And then all they had to do was print the actual new kind of CCL material, but the overall stand and kind of larger hardware then ends up costing a lot more of that money often was kind of saved by being able to upcycle that material for their display. So I thought that was a wonderful idea and really at least a suggestion out there to really make sure to be conscious of our footprint even as we do generate materials, trying to upcycle that as much as possible. Now, a great example that Bruce had mentioned just recently is being able to leverage these thought bubbles or these fun kind of Dear Congress bubbles. You can see that we have fun with them. They're available in the CCL Signs store if you go to the resources page in community. And it's a wonderful activity, not just for tabling, but you can have fun at your chapter meetings. And it's just, again, another way that you can not only have fun in the moment, but also really leverage our social media presence, especially with kind of the Dear Congress hashtag, and emphasize the importance of these events really calling on Congress to take action for these solutions. Definitely emphasize kind of checking those out. And you can use your own marker board. You don't have to buy a new one from CCL if that's easier for you. We definitely support that equally. A couple of other wonderful ideas that are out there. We don't have photos of these, but I've heard from Abaya that a lot of the Florida chapters actually have homemade some Wheel of Fortune games where you can spin a wheel and kind of, whether it's a kind of a prize wheel that's connected to different climate solutions, whether it's a wheel that now might be even connected to Carbon Fee and Dividend, having kind of that interactivity is a wonderful way to engage both youth and adults. I also know that beyond kind of those Connect Four Jenga games, that other chapters have used beanbag toss boards to really kind of emphasize a kind of fun interactive element as well as personalizing groups' own trifolds and really being able to kind of, with their materials, actually have kind of more information about your chapter and taking out one of the panels and personalizing it with your information and how to get involved with your achievements, I think is a really key idea. Now, this next couple of examples are two stories that we've actually featured in the CCL blog over the last year that are really going above and beyond. I really am inspired by them, and I really want to tell their story because I think they provide that spark of creativity. So Lila Haj Sheikh actually had a blog article featured just on kind of her advocacy. And a couple of the examples that I wanted to spotlight from her are kind of her background in designing these unique climate postcards for taming events. You can see some of them are humorous. That far upper right one is a Game of Thrones themed card. But there's also ones that specifically educate on some information sheets, and that are paired kind of with the backside of actually having individuals fill out these for their members of Congress. And she even kind of, for kids, had fun and set up a toy mailbox to be able to kind of take those postcards then and deposit them right there in the mailbox. She also created a really fun photo that you can see, or an activity featured in this photo called Mascot Mashup. And essentially what that is it's a fun activity where kids can use paper cutouts of different donkeys and elephants to create their own bipartisan mascot. And the message really within it is bringing both parties together to work to address the serious challenges that climate change faces, as well as the solutions out there. And the children being involved in it, Lila writes, are really meant as a reminder to Congress that the next generation is depending on them to act responsibly. Now, I also know that she's gone above and beyond as well and actually brought a 3D visualization of sea level rise based on our tools that we've highlighted, or not our tools, but the tools that Climate Central has given us with the Surging Seas Risk Finder. That's another wonderful asset, especially for coastal communities, to show charts that basically are generated with certain impacts, depending on emission scenarios, what is likely that community to face. And then here's the story from the wonderful CCL Charleston, West Virginia chapter. They actually worked together to bring 13 different local artists to depict moments in history along a banner that essentially shows the overall kind of level of CO2 within our atmosphere from prehistoric times. One piece is about the domestication of dogs even, or another piece focuses on the last mammoth becoming extinct. And then basically, traces that kind of event all the way to modern times to really highlight how unprecedented our current last several decades of CO2 emission rising are in the grand scope of human history. And the wonderful follow-up story with that is that their tabling coordinator, Pam, was at one of the summer celebration events downtown, and Senator Joe Manchin and his wife actually just happened to be there and walked by, and Pam jumped right up and grabbed them and said, come here, I want to show you something. I led them right to the banner where they had this great conversation. Someone even took a photo of Mrs. Manchin staring at the hockey stick with her mouth open, I think, from the sound of it, and really kind of just were able to not only engage the public, but also obviously members of Congress themselves, and really being able to tell the story of the seriousness of the challenge that we face in a really new and creative artistic way. So I think, whatever that might be for you and your group, you don't have to make a CO2 banner, but it's another wonderful example of groups just going above and beyond to really create that interactivity. Let's talk about some advanced formations. I think I had fun kind of with a coaching analogy here. And so let's deploy some ideas beyond kind of just the traditional get out in front of your table and handshake. And let's talk about what's really worked well for groups that have tried some of these more advanced formations and see how you can weave them into your own experiences, Tabling for Earth Day and all ahead. So with one group suggestion, this comes from California, pardon me. And basically, Mark Tabert shares that they have a greeter. So a greeter is deployed at the very front end, who can then kind of not only welcome people in and really kind of play that role of bringing people in from the larger crowd, but then they hand that person off to one of the other people closer to the table. So they kind of bring them in and then have a further conversation and have kind of a two-person method of really engaging people and then having another touch point for them to further a deeper conversation. And then, you know, that first person then goes back out into the crowd and engages other people and engages kind of the first level conversation, getting to know them. And what's wonderful is that, you know, if the greeter using that formation doesn't immediately form a bond, then they are able to make sure to have a chance to have a second go at it as well. And multiple greeters, I think, you know, is even a bit more of an effective strategy if you have several people at once. And then as people are brought in, you can have a chance to have a couple people behind kind of that crowd level. Another wonderful example of advanced formations, I think, is just thinking outside of the traditional tabling opportunity. It isn't just farmers markets or climate change symposiums or environmental organization fairs that really CCL members have found success in. A lot of times, if you know that there's going to be a crowd at an event such as just a speaker or, you know, perhaps another kind of large gathering of folks, you know, at some other event, essentially not needing a table, but just going in with clipboards breeds for a really successful chance to really work the room still. And then with that, you can have a chance to really kind of invite people in. You can have light, quick touches, practice your 30-second pitch, get to know them, obviously, still, but have a chance to explain CCL, how to get involved with informational call, you know, how to even write a letter still if they're interested in that, and all within kind of a quick exchange is really effective. And this is, you know, again, wonderful tactics for the People's Climate March, for the People's Science March, any of the other larger marches that are going on throughout the country right now. It's a really great way to kind of not be hindered by a table, actually, and be more mobile and effective in your engagement. And Dee writes, this great example, not only are events great, but also films. We had actually great success throughout the country, and I love hearing that Washington, D.C. was so successful with people set up kind of with guerrilla clipboards outside of an Inconvenient Sequel screening last year. And then afterwards, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You have a wonderful kind of queue of people leaving the theater, and you can engage them friendly and have a conversation. And that is another great example of also strategically positioning yourself too. One best tactic that we've learned a lot down here in Texas in our setup is making sure to look for the places closest to the food lines or the queues where people are going to already be captive waiting for some other activity at that fair or tabling event, because then they're going to have opportunities while they wait to be engaged by the nearest tables. And lest that go to another group, why not kind of set yourself up there and have a chance to really engage people waiting for their nachos or popcorn the whole day of the festival instead. Another great specific example of kind of where we can use our tabling strategies are really just kind of special interest recruitment fairs. So we have an example here of conservative recruitment. This can certainly be for progressive recruitment. It can be for outdoors kind of recruitment if you're at like an outdoor expo or any of the other intersections that we have, higher ed mixers, you name it. But there's another, you know, wonderful way that you can really start thinking about targeting folks outside of the traditional environmental arena. Because in many ways, these are the folks that are already active and engaged. And to be effective as an organization, we need to start really thinking strategically throughout the whole country in the areas that we live in. Where aren't we having these conversations yet? Where can we show up and have a chance to really get to know people that might not normally have a conversation about climate change? And there's a wonderful toolkit that is linked here on the slide. You can see specifically for conservative recruitment, but you are more than welcome to also utilize our action teams. We have a wonderful series of action teams that are available for anyone that are interested in doing outreach to a whole host and variety of different special interests or groups, not only in that kind of conservative progressive arena, but in agriculture, in labor, in the kind of energy industry, in oceans, in other forms of engaging youth. We have a whole team that's devoted to kind of thinking about ways to really bring in the next generation and really recommend people, if they're interested, especially if they get their appetite whetted with Earth Day tabling experiences, to think about where else can we expand in our recruitment efforts. So we've talked a lot about engagement. We've talked a lot about some really creative ideas. Let's talk a little bit outside of that box now. And I think Dee even hinted at this, in really wanting to know a little bit more about follow-up. Let's think about some ideas that groups are using kind of to really be effective after they've tabled or even ahead of tabling. Now, one thing that I know has worked really well for large metro areas that we're writing in ahead of time, from the DFW, Houston, and Austin areas to some of the larger Bay Area and LA areas, is coordinating across your metro area in advance of these large Earth Day festival opportunities. So making sure that the outreach coordinator, that team member or the group leader, whoever it is coordinating across chapters, given that there's probably going to be a lot of draw across multiple groups to be able to draw in volunteers to help you with tabling efforts. And not only the actual kind of volunteer resource, but also the actual kind of printouts and banners and tablecloths and any other resource that your metro area has. There's some great examples that I have in the note field for tonight's presentation of how people have coordinated using Google Sheets or different websites to really help kind of in advance schedule out a lot of this so that they can be effective in planning in even a larger scale. The other big thing that I'll just continue to emphasize is that tabling is a wonderful presence in person, and it can be maximized, multiple fold if you take the time to share those photos online afterwards, especially ones of smiling kids or really happy adults participating in your table. That's a wonderful way of really telling your story online to other groups. Almost you can think of social media as a tabling experience in and of itself. And if you can tell your story of your chapter with people having fun in action, getting to know the community, it's another wonderful sell to engage the passerby volunteer online. A couple of other considerations that I think are really important are to really make sure to build that connection with the organizer of the fair or activity. So don't leave without making sure to get to know them if you don't have that connection during it even, and really making sure to thank them for their hard work in putting that together. If you, I'm guessing most of us on this call, have ever been involved in planning an activity or a public event, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes with details management, and that really goes a long way to show your appreciation. And then I also recommend, debriefing as a team, having a pint or, just having a huddle afterwards at the next group meeting, you name it, but talking about and using that opportunity to really educate the newer volunteers that tabled with you that day as a way to kind of get their input, really highlight their successes and growth that they experienced, and really kind of use that as a formational activity to really learn and distill the best practices for the rest of your group too. And then the last thing, not only in having a successful tabling event with those one-to-one interactions, is following up. And so really making sure that you take the time to actually follow up with those that indicated interest at the tabling event, and doing it within a 24-hour window if possible. Oftentimes, it's already a big stretch to give your whole weekend day away. So maybe you can even tag team that with another one of your group members. But it's really critical. Social science research shows that if you get a hold of somebody within that crucial one day, that first day window, they're much more likely to stay engaged. They're much more likely to immediately kind of take the momentum of the initial conversation into getting more active with the chapter. And some great examples I know are just simple two-line emails. You don't have to be Shakespeare kind of with your first introduction, just taking the time to thank them for writing to their member of Congress or getting to know you, and then getting a link to your intro call or a time that you'd like to set up to meet with coffee. That's all you need. It doesn't have to be a really long email to be effective. So you can go to a community in the Learning Center, and then in Learning Center, you can click on the tabling example. And then basically from there, that will be posted there. I'll also show my email. It says brett@citizensclimate.org. If you have feedback on CCUs in general, would like to see a topic we don't have offered or a suggestion on how to improve them. But at this point, I just want to close by saying thank you. This webinar was a success only because we had a good 20 different stories to share from throughout the country of people like you making a difference and impacting your communities one conversation at a time. So I really hope that you got what you were hoping out of tonight's webinar. We look forward to hearing about all the success you're going to have in Earth Day events. And if there's anything that we can do between now and then, please reach out and let us know. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks.